Michelle Musacchio started running without shoes 9 months ago because she was looking for a way to exercise without joint pain.
My hips had been hurting, my knees had been hurting. Not a problem with the running.
President of the Los Angeles Barefoot Runner Society, Ken Bob Saxton, believes the cause of joint pain is often shoes.
They allow us to run very sloppily. They allow us to slam our feet into the ground with higher impact, with a straight leg, with our knee locked up, so that all that impact goes straight into the knee and into the hips.
Harvard University professor Daniel Lieberman has studied how shoes have changed the way people run. In a Skype interview with VOA, he says 30% to 70% of runners suffer injuries.
Why have we failed to lessen this epidemic of injury? And I would argue is that we put too much faith in technology, in shoes, and in orthotics, and you know, things you can buy. And what really matters is how you run.
Lieberman studied people who run with and without shoes. He says barefoot runners tend to have better form.
They tend to have good posture, they tend to take shorter strides, they tend not to land hard on their heels.
Lieberman says most people who run in shoes land on their heel, which could cause damage to the body. Physical therapist Robert Forster specializes in proper running technique and has worked with Olympic gold medalist Jackie Joyner-Kersee and Florence Griffith Joyner. He says running without shoes may help strengthen the foot, but can also lead to foot injuries.
I just see it as a movement that's not necessary. We just hate to see the injuries that could be avoided because there's not enough padding in the bottom of the shoe.
Forster has treated injuries caused by running without shoes.
Bruises on the ball of the foot, especially under the big toe, can actually fracture some small bones in those tendons, and that could be a real serious problem.
While some runners are open to the idea of barefoot running, they are still afraid to step out of their shoes.
I'm just scared that I'll hurt myself, that I do need a little bit of cushioning.
Shoes are important because it supports the arch of your foot and gives me comfort on the track.
For runners who want to step outside their comfort zone and try running barefoot, Lieberman says take it slow. He warns if a new barefoot runner runs too much too soon, injuries will occur. But if a runner gives the body time to adapt, he says going without shoes could teach a person how to be a better runner. Elizabeth Lee for VOA News, Los Angeles. Okay.